Okay, alrighty, we're ready to begin our delegates assembly meeting, which was originally scheduled for 11 a.m. It's now 12 a.m. Well, that's what it says here on the agenda. Mr. Secretary, if you can take the roll, please, for the delegates assembly.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Kenneth Aaron.
Here.
Jonathan Alexander.
Here.
Sharon Brown. Oops, sorry. Sandy Childs.
Here.
Roberta Eidman.
Here.
Stephen France.
Excuse.
Jamie Gomez.
Here.
Jan Goodman.
Adam.
Excuse.
Ricardo Hernandez.
Right.
Steve Kaiser.
Here.
Doug Kriegel.
Excuse.
Excuse. Maggie LaPique.
Here.
Ali Lexa.
Present.
Barbara Marbach.
Here.
Reza Poor.
Here.
Dorothy Reich.
Here.
Myla Reason.
Here.
Adam Rice.
Here.
Mansoor Sabag. Paul Song.
Excuse.
Fernando Velasquez.
Presente.
Sabina Virgo.
Here.
Lisa Wong.
Here.
Do we have quorum, Mr. Secretary?
We have a quorum.
Okay, roll call has been taken, and we do have quorum.
A point of information. Did you include Ishmael in the roll call?
Okay, you're out of order. Okay. We're seating a new delegate, Ismael Parra, right now. So Ismael Parra is present.
Delegate?
Ismael? Are you present? Okay. So everyone has a copy of the delegates assembly agenda, which is on the back of the local station board agenda. We're going into approving the delegates assembly agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve the delegates assembly agenda? Second?
Second.
Any objections? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the 12-11-16 delegates assembly minutes and the 1-8-17 delegates assembly minutes?
So moved.
I hear so moved. Any second?
Second.
Any objections? Hearing no objections, the minutes for those two dates are hereby approved. We need to approve STV tellers for our director's election, which is next on the agenda.
Excuse me. Where on the agenda is it, the director's?
It's number two on the agenda that we just approved. Roman numeral two, listener election.
But don't we still have Sharon on the board? I'm confused because there's a hearing here on the 12th of March. How can we elect a new delegate?
Sharon Brown has been deemed resigned. She is no longer a member of the local station board.
Yeah, but she's still on the PMB.
Negative.
No, can't be on the PMB for now.
Okay.
I'm asking the chair. I'm not cross-talking. Okay. Thank you.
Point of clarification made. Thank you. I'm sorry. Question, Jonathan?
Yes, just to clarify.
Use the mic, John.
Just to clarify, on March the 12th, should Ms. Brown's status change, then she would be reinstated to the PNB?
Should the PNB overrule our decision made here today, we will address that at that time.
Well, then, why would we elect another representative and not wait till that time?
At this time, she's off.
At this point, we have only three directors on the Pacific National Board. We're entitled to four. If... Okay, so we've approved this agenda unanimously, which includes the election of a 2017 PNB director. So, it's Roman numeral 2 under Delegates Assembly. So,
point of information.
Yes, Fernando.
If the PNB rejects your decision, does that mean that Mr. Parra will move out and Sharon Brown will come back here?
Negative. It will be discussed in closed session on March 12th. She is not automatically seated until we discuss it in closed session, because it's been determined by this body that she's no longer a representative on the local station board. I said no. I said negative. His question was answered with a no. Thank you. Yes, Ms. Virgo.
On process, if there is going to be a hearing, this is my same objection as I raised before. If there is going to be a hearing on March 12th, would it not be more appropriate? I saw that, but I didn't really know what that meant. I would have objected to that being on the agenda. Would it not be appropriate to take action following whatever action is taken on March 12th? And if we're not doing that, why are we having March? I'm confused as to process and timing.
Okay. Let me try to answer that. At this point, we're in the agenda. If you would like to modify the agenda, that takes a two-thirds vote of this body. So I have not heard a motion.
I'm not making a motion.
Okay.
I'm asking you a question.
Okay.
I'm not trying to take up time. I'm asking a process question that I think is a legitimate question. Please don't assume I'm trying to take up time here.
Mr. Aaron?
I'm sorry. I don't remember if it's number 7 or section this and that. The bylaw statement about removing somebody who is on a commission says removed from the LSB and any office and as a director immediately upon accepting a position in a public position. So they're not only off the LSB, they would be removed as any officer and removed as a director. So we don't have a director on the PNB as of this moment. That's where we're here, and we need to have full representation. We've been fighting for full representation for over a year for all the stations.
But the bylaws also state that...
Point of order. I asked to be recognized. Oh, my fault.
Okay, Mr. Aaron.
No, I'm done. I just have point of order on other people.
Point of order.
People speaking out without being recognized.
So, a point of order on that. Even the section
Wait,
of the...
Wait, you have to be recognized.
Okay, Mr. Rice, you are recognized.
Jamie looked at me as like a normal human interaction.
Okay.
But even in the section of the bylaws that Jamie quoted, even in that letter, nobody asked you, Kim. So even in that section of the bylaws, it states that a PNB representative has to have 30 days notice and a hearing to be removed from the PNB.
Okay, let me...
Point of order.
Excuse me.
It's not true.
Point of order.
Okay. It's right here. What are you talking about?
I have
about
a point of order.
Yes, Ms. Myla.
Okay. There is no motion on the table right now, and therefore discussion is out of order.
Thank you. Now you made me forget how I was going to respond to Adam, but that's okay. So, STV Teller. Mr. Fred Blair has kindly agreed to come back today to act as an STV teller for us in this election. We normally like to have two people assisting with the STV. I would suggest Michael Adler, our secretary, who does not vote. Is there any objection to allowing Michael Adler to assist Fred Blair with the STV vote?
It was suggested that John Gary
Okay. Absolutely. John, would you be willing to assist Mr. Blair with that? Excellent. Thank you. Okay. So let's proceed with section two of the agenda. Listener, it's John Garry. That's with two R's, G-A-R-R-Y.
John, it's Garry for you.
Thank you. Okay. So we're going to move into the listener election for the vacant director position that we have at the moment.
Mr. Chair, may I make a nomination?
Let's see. Next item on the agenda is nominations. Ms. Reason?
I would like to nominate Mansoor Sabah.
Mansoor Sabah has been nominated.
Second.
And seconded.
I don't think you need to.
Are there any other nominations? And
I'd like to nominate Ray Zapor.
Ray Zapor has been nominated. Okay, Reza, do you accept the nomination? Yes. Okay, we have Mansoor Sabah and Reza Poor have been nominated for the director position. Are there any other nominations at this point? Going once, going twice. Sold.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. Rice.
Before we move forward, Brother Michael, I would like you to note in the notes that Article 5, Section 7, Article 5 was put up.
Point of order.
You're out of order, Mr. Rice.
Adam, this is out of order.
You're out of order, Mr.
Actually,
Rice.
Actually, no, this is a point of order.
You're out of order, Mr. Rice.
This is a violation of the bylaws right here.
You're out, I find you out of order. You're out of order, Mr. Rice.
So I would like it noted in the record.
No.
That's all I'm asking.
Okay, you're out of order. I'm going to ask for candidate statements. Let's take 2 minutes for each candidate to make a statement, starting with Mr. Mansoor Sabah. Reza, would you like to go first?
Yes.
Okay, use the microphone, please. Thank you. 2 minutes of...
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is honor to run for the station that is needed for the movement. We need KPFK to be in every corner of city to stand up against this, you know, fascism. This is an honor to run as a delegate, and I'm proud of that. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reza.
Thank you, Reza Bora. Mansoor Sabah.
Yeah, I want to say thank you for nominating me, and I'm happy to be on PNB. If I get elected, I gave a long spiel last month, and I don't want to go over it. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mansoor. We have a section on the agenda for board questions of candidates. Let's take 10 minutes for that, if needed, less if not. So if we can, thank you. Do we have any questions for any of the candidates?
I have a question.
Yes, Adam?
This is for both Reza and Mansoor, who, to be honest, I think would both be very good on the board. So if the ruling that sort of fixes it, but okay. So if the ruling comes back or through court or through the PMB that Sharon was removed from this board without the proper process, will you step down and allow her to resume her role on the PMB?
Okay, you can respond to it when you get the chance. Would you like to respond first, Mansoor? Okay, if you can take the microphone, please.
Yes, that's not my position right now to answer a question that I'm not even elected to be. It's very hypothetical. So
that's the point.
Okay, so no crosstalk, please, Reza. No crosstalk, please. Please respect the speakers. It's Reza. You have the floor.
Yes. You know, I've been active for years and years, you know, helping the KPFK station, and I all the time goes by the rule. If the majority of these people, you know, they stand up and they would like, you know, to go against some individual that is not following the rule and order, I follow that. But still, I have to say, I support Sharon. She was a great, great, you know, chair, and I'm all the time for that, even if these people, they don't like it. Thank you.
Thank you, Reza. Do we have any more questions for the candidates?
Yeah, I do have a question.
Mr. Velasquez, you are recognized.
This question is for both Mr. Mansour and Mr. Reza. As of now, the Latino, the immigrant community has replaced the Jews of Nazi Germany as a scapegoat, a target practice for the KKK at the border and for everybody else who wants to express their racism. This is an open season. If you are elected for the Pacifica National Board of Directors, will you do something about this witch hunting, this new Holocaust that is developing in the United States today?
Okay. Mr. Mansour, would you like to go first again?
Okay. I have covered lots of immigrants' issues in the past. I have filmed, and the programs that I have produced been broadcast on KPFK and Pacifica and its affiliates. So, and I am here to continue that work. And I think it's a disgrace for not only just undocumented people being hunted now, but the Muslims, even the Jews are being hunted as well. So we all in it together. If one of us fall, we all falling. So we have to stand together and support everybody who's here in this country, whether they have a document or not. That doesn't count in my being a human being. That doesn't count at all. Thanks.
Thank you, Mansour. Ray Sapor.
Yes, I've been working, you know, with National Lawyers Guild and some other lawyer. People, they call me, they ask for help, and I, you know, pass out some of the information with the, all these lawyers. The people's work, you know, there are about 12 lawyers that they are every Friday on the corner of Echo Park and Sunset, they work with us and pass out the flyers to defend these people that this is their land. You know, this is their land, you know, this reactionary government wants to, you know, go after them. And we support and, you know, provide information, not KPFK Outreach Committee, the whole area on the corner of Echo Park and Sunset. Thank you.
I have a question.
Thank you, Reza. I'm sorry.
I do have a question.
Ms. Myla Reason? Yes, please.
This question is also for both of the candidates. I'd like to know what your position is with respect to following all provisions of the current KPFK Pacifica bylaws. I'd like to know whether you think it's important to follow the bylaws, and if you're in disagreement with any provisions of the bylaws, to work to have those bylaws amended rather than ignoring them. Thank you.
Thank you, Myla. Reza, would you like to take that one first?
Yes, you know, anything that, you know, the majority of people here, you know, they decide, I am always for that.
The bylaws,
okay. Thank you, Reza. Mansour?
It's a struggle within Pacifica to change the bylaws, and yes, just like anybody else who's on the board here in National, you got to abide by the bylaws, and then if you want to fix it, then you can go about and fixing it and amend it. I would like to add one thing, if you don't mind, and that is I just didn't arrive here. I've been with KPFK and all this. I didn't want to give this spiel whatsoever, right? I've been with KPFK ever since 1985.
Wow.
Now, if you haven't seen me, tough luck on your side, right? I have done all the works. I have brought ton of money to KPFK. I undersell myself to Pacifica for the sake of Pacifica. I know what Pacifica is and what KPFK stands for. So don't run that by me that I'm doing this on that. If you haven't seen me, it's your fault.
Thank you, Mansoor. Did we have any other questions for the candidates? Jonathan? Microphone, please.
I'd like to ask both candidates, what part do they believe that social media and how should we move forward with social media and our web activity, all of the websites on the on Pacifica need work. How do you think, what part do you think that's going to play in Pacifica moving forward?
Okay, thank you, Jonathan. Reza, again, if you'd like to take that first.
It has, you know, the main, you know, point of that, everything has to serve the masses on different area of the, you know, city. You know, that's more important. That's why as a member of Outreach Committee, we've been doing that every time, you know, every day in different corner of the city.
Thank you, Reza. Mansoor? Yes.
All right, so I just didn't arrive, and I'll tell you why. When Eva Georgie was the general manager, I was the first one that brought up the issue that we need to film, our guests who's coming to this station. We need to establish a YouTube account of KPFK at a time.
Bella, please, my sister.
At a time, so this is what 12 years ago, and I was reporting from a field as of 2003. We were one of the first people to go and cover the protest in Los Angeles, and we did a national 30-minute report. We did a 30-minute report here from protests against W, and which got really viral at a time when they were no viral going on, that went national into our affiliates. So jump to now, we are so far behind with social media, with having a YouTube channel that at least every host should have 2-3 minutes with their guests on. We should be promoting all of us up to yin-yang on Facebook and Instagram and all this, because nobody's listening. The ones who are busy, and we all are busy. And it's a 24-hour economy right now that people don't necessarily listen to the show that you're producing and broadcasting at a time. So we need to have podcasting, and we need to have all the necessary means to get the message out. And that's where I think we are short at, and we shall fulfill that if we have it. Thank you.
Okay. If we have any other questions, we have time for like one more question. Does anyone have a question? Yes, Grace Aaron.
I'd like to move the agenda because we're running short on time this meeting. We took a lot of time in the beginning, so
again,
I would like to move that we end discussion and go to the vote on this election.
Second.
Okay, awesome. Public comments is on the agenda after the vote.
After the vote?
After the vote. It is this time. Okay. Tell her instructions. Tell her instructions. Please use microphone.
The teller's helper is handing out the ballots. From the speaker here. This is going to be an IRB election.
Step back away from the speaker.
Which speaker? There are two speakers. Okay. Technically, this is an IRB election. Instant, with that stands for instant runoff, because we're only electing one candidate. The election threshold by the Droop formula is 50% of the vote plus one. So I count that there's probably going to be 20 votes here because there are 20 delegates at this meeting. That means that the election threshold will be 11 votes. So please, on your ballot, put your first-ranked candidate at the top of the ballot and your second-ranked candidate below that. If you could indicate your first-ranked candidate, we'll have one next to that name. That would be preferable, but I'm going to go by the formula. The candidate at the top will be the first-ranked candidate. You're entitled to write in a candidate. That's your choice. But in any case, you can fold over your ballot once, and I'm going to have John Gary now collect the ballots in this transparent tray.
So they can vote for one candidate or for two. They don't have to vote for both.
No, they can rank two candidates.
They can also vote for just one.
Well, they could also rank a third candidate right in.
They're not obligated.
Thank you, John. Is there any questions to clarify?
Thanks for your transparency, Fred.
If there's no questions, the election will proceed. Thank you.
No rush, please.
John?
Where did you put the overflow ballots?
And first one. I'm taking from that. I'm taking a ballot for a person who's not here, just so everyone knows.
He's just been over here.
Just so you know. Yeah. I was sitting here and I took it, all right?
Did you get everybody?
First step is to count the number of ballots.
One, two, it's just the way the three, four, five.
Jamie, can I have a...
Yes, Grace?
Yeah, I'd like to be recognized in this period when the ballots are being counted to explain elections for PNB committees, because I think that's very important.
Okay, and we're going to be doing the PNB committees during the LSB meeting, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But is it okay,
sure,
if I... Okay, as a member of the Pacifica National Board, I'd like to say that it's very important that all of you, as LSB members, consider being on national committees. Everyone on the LSB is eligible to serve on these national committees that allow representatives from our LSB. There are two people from the LSB who are not directors on most of our committees. So that would be the Audit Committee, the Personnel Committee, the Programming Committee, also the Affiliates Archives, the Affiliates Task Force, the Archives Task Force, and I may be missing a few committees. Elections Committee and the Governance Committee. Thank you. So these committees... It's governance, personnel, audit. It's on the list, on the agenda. No, not personnel. Personnel is PNB only. Sorry. I think it's important. These committees are usually held on Monday through Thursday nights, and they are held by teleconference. On the West Coast, they usually start at 5:30 p.m., and they're very important. It's really important that we get the work done. I'd like to make a pitch for the Audit Committee, very important committee because we're derelict in our audits. We have not done the 2015-2016 audits. They have not been even started, let alone completed, and we've gotten a notice from the Registry of Charitable Trusts that we may lose our nonprofit status if we don't get those audits completed very soon. This is a very serious matter. So the Audit Committee is very important. The Personnel Committee, of course, is very important because we need to hire a permanent executive director. So that committee... Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is PNB only. Sorry. The Elections Committee is important. All the committees are important. Just what your interest lies and what your qualifications are and your abilities are to serve on those committees. I would say that if you're going to sign up for a committee... Commit to it and attend all of the meetings because it hampers the work of the committee if attendance is sporadic. That's all I have to say. But I'll take any questions unless the count is completed.
Spend 2 hours listening to people say why we can't do anything, and that's been very difficult on the audit committee.
You know, I think it's very important that we look over the, there should be a management letter that comes to the audit committee. Some of the things that happen in the audit committee are confidential. I think it's going to probably be a more important committee. Sometimes these committees do work that's important, and sometimes they don't. It depends on the what's happening in the foundation. But I think that, personally, I think that the audit committee is an important committee.
Yeah, we did get a management
letter last year.
So I changed it to one.
You know, it was pretty devastating.
Okay. May I chime in here?
Yeah.
As a member of the audit committee, all three of us are. Unfortunately, this past year, there has been what I see as a fair amount of obstruction on the audit committee. But another deficit or failure is that we really need people on the audit committee from all of the stations who have some kind of understanding about how to review financial documents. One of the responsibilities of the audit committee is to make sure that all of the accounting that comes out of the statement, out of the stations, is accurate and done in a form that can facilitate a timely audit. And the audit committee has not really been functioning in that capacity. And part of the reason is that there aren't enough people on the audit committees at all the stations who have the ability to read spreadsheets and who are really informed or have taken the times to inform themselves about the reporting that has to be done, et cetera. So we really need some people who have some financial background to step up and participate as members of the audit committee.
Thank you. I have the results of our vote.
I just want to say the audit committee's on Monday nights, so you have to be available Monday.
I have the results of our vote. I have the result of our votes for the vacant director spot. We had 20 ballots submitted. 14 voted for Mansoor Sabah. 4 voted for Reza Poor. 1 on the ballot said not voting. And the last ballot was a blank ballot. So Mansoor Sabah wins 14-4.
Chair, may I comment on, ask the question of Grace Aaron regarding the committee votes were to contemplate? You want me to ask a question?
We're going into the committee elections right now after we adjourn this meeting. So maybe it would be more appropriate to ask those questions once we go into it. So do I hear a motion to adjourn the delegates assembly at this time? A second? Okay. And yes, that is true. We're going to have public comments before we go into the PMB. Well, actually, public comments are slated for later on the agenda. So we're going into public comments later.
So we're at 3.
So now.
What's your name, Chairman McConnell? We're at 3.
We're at adjourning. All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the delegates assembly is hereby adjourned at 12:35.